Snort.
Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy.
Oh my God, I just realized that you're like.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Corey.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm gonna kill both.
Hi, boys and girls. It is Corey's birthday today.
Woohoo! You know she's gonna cut us up for that.
I got the sound effects going on. So,
my hands are blushing. I like y'all.
She's 29 and holding.
29? I'm 23.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we were going with, 23.
23, 22 tomorrow.
I'll be 21, just so I'm legal.
Okay. Or as we wait a minute, let me say, as we say in Texas, old enough to know better, young enough not to care. There we go.
So it is Corey's birthday today, so you guys have to be nice to her. If you aren't, then, you know, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll do something. Anyway, it is April 28th, 2011, and you are listening to Gamer Girls again. I did. Anyway. Okay. We're so professional, aren't we? Let me give you the phone number before we move any farther.
Oh, do it in the sexy voice. Sexy voice.
The sexy voice. I don't even know if I can manage that today. I'm so hyper. I might be like, oh, yeah, baby. I don't know.
Speaking. Chewing.
Laughing. Running. Okay. The phone number is 347-215-7977, and I literally had to force myself to slow down because I was about to just speed through it. It's 347-215-7977. I'm Snow White, and I'm so hyper today because I'm drinking real Mountain Dew, not the diet stuff, the real stuff. So I'm like, wow, really, 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 really hyper. And we also have the birthday girl up in the hizzle, Miss Gaminatrix.
Hi.
Hello.
Yay!
Speaking, smiling, waving,
cheering. And we have Miss Ginger Rocks up in here because Mr. Master Blaster had to go take care of something for himself. So we got Ginger up in the hizzle. How you doing, ma'am?
I am doing wonderful.
You're supposed to say smiling.
Smiling. No.
I just like the cheer button, so I'm going to be pressing it randomly throughout the show.
I'm thinking about getting that to just carry around in my pocket all the time.
It's a great idea.
Pull it out in the grocery store when you're checking out your groceries. Yay!
Cheering.
Oh, my God.
Cheering.
All right. Do we have any Ms. F. Schumer Tumor? This is a friend. Dang, gum, doohickey.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Swedish chef, do we have front lines today?
Well, not so much front lines, but, well, this is not really gaming related, but, again, I would like to stress to you, those of you who are planning on being up with me at 4 a.m. this morning on Friday to watch the royal wedding. I am. Please send me your pictures and your tiaras. I got to get mine down after the show, and I will be wearing it while I'm watching the wedding. I don't give a damn. Who don't like it? And when it's over, I'm going to run outside on my front lawn with my veil and my tiara. Run around. Hello. Okay. Somebody's going to be outside with a camera, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, exactly. Probably.
But, probably that one person that you saw earlier today.
No comment. Yes, y'all know I have money. Okay, so.
You attract the crazy. Like flies to honey or some shit.
I do. I don't know what I got. And it's not even pheromones because they don't even have to be in my physical presence to just
right?
Crazy. Anyway, the news of the hour, of the day, of the week.
Sony is getting their butt kicked.
I think we're looking at the death of Sony. I'm just going to be honest with you people out there in the virtual universe. And we have not alerted Snow to what's happening because she's a nighttime person. She don't be listening to us in the mornings.
Nope.
So let me get her up to speed and the rest of you in case you don't know. Some of you are.
This is going to make me mad.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It maybe make you mad, sad, not really sure. But and we talked a little bit about it last week because that's when it started. You know, Sony, the PlayStation Network went down. And people were, of course, complaining because they couldn't play their games. So we had no idea how serious that this all was up until the last few days this week, Monday through today. The reason why it's down is they said there was a breach in security. Somebody hacked the network.
Ooh.
And it's getting worse every hour now. Was every day there was something new? And even since this morning, there have been at least 6 to 7 new things that have popped up that have gone.
Wait. Is this a? Forgive me if I forgot, but my memory. You know, my memory sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same company that the Hacker Society was after?
Yes, that okay, Anonymous right. was after. And Anonymous is saying they didn't do it. If they did, I gotta say, if I was Anonymous, I'd be owning up to this right about now. Yeah, we did it. What? Yeah, that's how powerful we are.
True story, because Sony is getting their... Oh, my gosh. I sincerely hope that they invested in some lube. I mean, seriously, at this point, I mean... I don't know. I'll just go ahead and let Game Matrix finish, because holy... Yeah, not good.
We have Horace in the room who said the new hashtag is, if you game on the PSN. Yeah, and it's actually trending on Twitter. I feel bad for them in one way, and in the other way, not so much. Kind of, they had this coming, you know.
Bad for the customers is who I feel bad for.
I do. I feel bad for the customers because, again.
Maybe because I'm one of them. Okay.
Well, do you actually have the PlayStation Network Plus?
No.
Okay, you're probably safe. Those of us who didn't go the whole gamut are safe because what they've now discovered is that some credit card information got out. Now they're saying it was encrypted, so they probably don't have your credit card information. But if you are over on Game Politics, like we are frequently, that may have been a little bit of a lie. An Australian man is the first victim of a credit card fraud from PlayStation 3.
You know, and think about it. If they are smart enough to hack into a system like Sony, they are smart enough to decrypt any encryption you put on credit cards.
Yep.
Now, the guy's name is Rory Spreckley.
I just like the way you said Spreckley.
I had to say it that way. Spreckley.
It's fabulous. It's Spreckley. It's so Spreckley.
He's from Adelaide. And he's saying that yesterday, he had $2,000 in new charges on his credit card. He noted a number of $1 transactions on the 23rd, which is when, which is what they're saying is usually what hackers do to test to see if the card
is
good.
Yes, that is exactly what they do. That's what happened to me. Yep.
He saw some domestic flights in Australia, bookings at Best Western, and then when he logged into his account is when he saw the $2,000 in charges. It's not actually confirmed that it came from PSN, but there's no proof contrary. Also at PSX Scene, there's another gaming website, is saying that some of the user data, credit card information from around 2.2 million European PSN users is being sold on an underground website. Look here, people. I don't even know what to say.
You've been robbed.
I've been robbed. Get your hand in my pocket. Okay, so,
hands above the desk.
I don't even know what to say to Sony. I feel horrible about this whole thing. I am mad at you, but I didn't want you to die. You ever have that, you know, you have the person you don't like. I don't really like you, but I don't want you to die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at them about their $600 console, but I'm also, I didn't want you to die. You know, sometimes you get it right.
Well, did you see the next report?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It gets worse.
FBI, FTC,
oh, yes,
and 22
yes.
attorney generals looking into the PSN security breach.
They are
bend over and grab your ankles, dudes. Just right.
Yes, that is exactly why I say we're looking at the
best cheeks.
So
cavity search.
Oh, y'all are. Oh God. Even before the show, y'all, this didn't just happen when they got on the air. They've been talking about this before the show. Okay, so being that we possibly will be looking at the death of Sony and more people coming to the Xbox, because yes, there's been surveys taken. A lot of people are saying if we're leaving PlayStation, it's over. How do we feel about this, ladies? I know neither one of you are really big PlayStation people, but that means we're down one console.
I think it's going to hurt the game industry overall, because it's going to give more power to a smaller number of companies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no doubt that the company who owns Sony, if they manage to come out of this relatively unscathed, or at least with some profit, mm-hmm. that they will try to start something else up. But I still think that it's going to hurt the community overall. I don't think it's a good thing to lose a giant gaming company like that. I really don't think it's a good thing.
Well, isn't it the PSN is the only one with a free network, right? The Xbox has Xbox Live, but they don't have a actual free service.
They're looking at it, and this
they're considering
gonna,
it.
It's probably going to be quelled. They're probably going to not do it now because of this. I'm willing to bet.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking whatever PSN's free network is going to be gone to make up for the funds that they are severely going to lose through this.
And that'll be the end of my PlayStation. Anybody want to buy one? Oh no, you don't.
Never mind. I guess you don't.
Now here's my other concern. We talked about this via the news, is that a lot of this is going to hurt digital sales. Steam has been doing very well, I mean extremely well, and people are not going to be as trusting to buy their games online from a service like Steam, knowing it could be hacked.
You know, I don't know if that's true. I mean, you hear about these big banks getting broken into, and even the government lost a whole bunch of information a while back. Some laptop got stolen at an airport, and all this government information for employees that I really don't think it's going to stop people from shopping on the internet.
Well, hang on.
We are a lazy society.
We are a lazy society, but think of it this way. If you're afraid the bank's going to take your money, you really don't have any other option rather than stuffing it in your mattress. You know what I'm saying? There's no other viable option for you to store all of your assets in, but if it comes down to downloading games off the internet or taking a ride to the store to buy a game that you know your credit card information won't go out, the majority of people, if they realize how dangerous it could be, I'm not saying it is, but how dangerous it could be to put your information on the internet, then they would prefer to go buy a hard copy of the game instead of doing it all digital download. But in the examples you gave, they really didn't have any other choice. I mean, there's no other place to really store your money except in a bank. There's no other way to get around giving your information to the government. They require it, or you get thrown in jail. So there's no other choice. But with the digital download, you have a choice. You can go to the store and buy it, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of with the banks, you have the guarantee of even if they lose your money, it's FDIC insured. Most banks are, and if mm-hmm. you're in one that isn't, then you're not too smart. Go move your money now.
Yeah, you need to go get a different bank.
Move your money now. But this is kind of, it really is kind of a scary thing to put your information in. Mm-hmm. And we were also talking about earlier that there's a whole lot of apathy from all game companies from your basic information, meaning they don't really guard your basic stuff, your name, your address, your phone number. They try to encrypt your credit card information, which is what Sony did. But if they can get the one half, that's pretty much all they need. They can get your name, your address, and mm-hmm. they can do whatever they need to do with it. I've been an ID theft victim. Somebody started a whole business with my name out in California, a franchise they opened.
So, oh, wow.
Did you get any profit from it?
Yes, I did. The one time the government was on my side. Thank you, government. But I had no idea till they got caught. And then, you know, I started getting calls from cops. I was like, what? Did I open a who?
Waffles
chicken house. No, I did not open a Waffles chicken. No, I don't know what they opened, but
like, Waffles Chicken Hut?
Yeah, Waffles and Chicken Hut. I'm trying to say Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Let's not play on it. But I've never eaten. I forget to eat every time I go West Coast. Trying to breathe, most likely, because, you know, the air. But I'm sorry, people, my California people. You know, I love y'all.
Love y'all.
The city with the smog. I need I have to take extra Claritin when I go.
We love y'all, though, for real.
Injected in my vein directly. Anyway, so I'm worried that gosh, because Sony's a big company, and I'm telling you right now, I'm dumping my stock tomorrow. But it's a, I am so serious. I am getting rid of my stock tomorrow. I don't care how low it drops. They're like, buy it when it's low. It's gone tomorrow. I'm selling it. I can't take the risk. You know, this is my retirement money. I'm concerned that people are going to lose their jobs, and there's a whole bunch of people that we don't think about that depend on Sony. Remember, there's Sony Online Entertainment. We're forgetting about EverQuest.
Oh no! Oh my God! I love EverQuest.
Yeah. There's.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with forgetting about EverQuest. Sorry.
Oh no.
She likes the new EverQuest. I'm staying away. I wasn't feeling it. But you have your Sony Online Entertainment, all the games that are under that moniker. I was about to say StarCraft, but that's Blizzard. But are they hosted via Sony? Does anybody know?
I don't think so. I think they're pretty much standalone now. Like with the obscene amount of money they're making off of WoW, I think they're okay.
Well, they're another one I think that got hacked and swept it under the rug. And if it hasn't swept under the rug, we're about to find out about it now. You guys know we've been talking about this. You know, we did contact them. They refused to comment about the fact that you keep getting these letters saying, you know, third attempt to get into your account type of stuff.
Oh, no, they did get hacked. Remember, I raged about it.
Oh, so they did admit it.
Yeah, they totally admitted it. They sent me a letter about it, and I had to talk to their support people or whatever, and they couldn't get my shit back, but they gave me a whole bunch of gold, which did not cover all of my shit, by the way.
No. Not your specific CAC, but I'm talking about everybody. They're not.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They told me about it. They said that they've had a rash of this happening.
Well, see, this is where they're going to get into trouble. This is when it's going to come out publicly. They should have just come out, you know, because Sony's getting ringed because they're saying they didn't tell them fast enough. Imagine what's going to happen to Blizzard. It's been months that this has been going on at Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And they've not said a word. They've not said, you guys need to maybe change your passwords.
I actually had a friend of mine, one of his accounts was actually broken into, and Blizzard refunded everything that was lost, of course, thank goodness. And then about a week later, refunded it all again, and he is not saying a word.
Nice. Well,
yeah,
we were
mad. Talking like 12,000 gold and a whole bunch of items.
Home. They didn't do that for me. I had two fully kited out level 70-ish people, 101 Death Knight.
Damn.
And they were wiped clean, even sold my bags. Okay? Even my soulbound bags. They sold my soulbound stuff, the stuff you can't put up on auction. They just sold it to a vendor.
That's
so all my dungeon drops, everything, all my soulbound shit was gone. I was so mad. But they didn't give me all my stuff back. And what really confused me is they transferred my level 80-ish or something Death Knight to a PvP server. I don't do PvP. Anybody who knows me knows I don't do PvP. And they wouldn't transfer her back because they couldn't verify that it happened when the account wasn't mine.
Have I played PvP on anything else? No.
Exactly. I don't see any record of you having been on this server before this time.
Like, no. Have you checked it? He said, well, we really can't verify. I'm like, whatever, dude. Just fuck it. And I had
Let
to pay.
Verify that you were an idiot.
this is the type of thing that's going to happen. Anybody that's not reported that they've had it happen, they're about to catch hell. And I'm thinking Blizzard's next on the list. So if I were them, you guys better get it together over there and just go ahead and admit it. Well, we had it happen, but we handled it. Something. You better say something because it's going to come out.
The longer you wait, the worse it's going to get.
Well, it's already late. It's way late after all this is going on when they have the FBI involved with Sony about the – oh, good God. I'm telling you, this is completely out of control.
I'm telling you, I wish I were a fly on the wall to watch this.
Right? There's a class action lawsuit also that's been filed, in case you all didn't know, so you all should be getting emails about that. I wonder if I got mine already. And you guys know, class action lawsuit doesn't mean you're actually going to get any money. You may get $1. Yep, I got an email. There it is. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's from somebody else about the PSN stuff. Okay, you know what? You people that are at other game sites, stop it.
Are they like getting our shit, man? You better back up.
Stealing our stuff, yo.
Well, they're not stealing from us, but they're sending me stuff. They're being nice.
Okay, well, all right then. I won't have to hurt anybody.
Okay, well, oh wow, here's another one. One Up is, I mean, this is everywhere. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe how. This is like the biggest gaming scandal we've had in years. Although we were talking about 1UP and said, you know, stuff like this has happened before. I think this is the largest currently. And I have lost my article because I'm crazy. How about that?
Girl, you need to get yourself together. Oh, no. I don't know what accent that was.
It's cake. It's the cake.
Did you save some for me? Because you know I'm coming soon.
Do you really want me to save you some cake that long? Really?
I have to get some when I'm there, though.
Yeah, so I'll go to Three Brothers Bakery and get some cake. And people are going to be camped out at Three Brothers Bakery looking for me. There's three of them in the city. You pick every which one you want to sit at and think I'm going to show up. I never did get my old Betsy key, Corey.
Oh, my God.
Those
please
guys are still
them.
Crazy.
Yes, they're still crazy. They're still getting their keys, and it's still crazy. Okay. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I hope they enjoyed all the messages I sent them. I lost the whole little script to it. I was making up shit as I went. It was great.
Me too. I was just like, we'll get your key when we get to it. I don't know. You already got one, bitch. Stop sending more.
I was like, hey, you get a unique letter from Ginger because I'm a dork and lost the whole script. But here's what you do.
Okay, well, okay, so, you know, there's so much of this. I don't even know where, I have no idea where to begin. This is, again, the trying to eat the elephant thing.
We talked about
Penis
Licks a Lot, still.
Penocalypse.
What? What?
She's changed the name.
Penis Licks a Lot. I don't know.
Our name for it. Penocalypse. Okay, this is how bad this is. This is weird over on 1UP. Okay, there's a great article they're talking about, you know, who to blame for the PSN breach or PSNocalypse. They're saying blame the execs, which I do blame them. But already people are being crazy. Somebody's posting up talking about where you can buy Air Jordans at PSN sunglasses. And they accept PayPal, and then they put up websites to go to. I'm not going to them. People at 1UP, y'all need to keep an eye on your boards. It's wires are moderated. Just telling you.
What kind of idiots do you think we are?
I'm so concerned about people losing their jobs. I know some people that work at Sony, and I'm very, very scared for what's going to happen to them. Such a large company to be taken down and everybody's still saying, I wonder if it's anonymous. I think it is. I'm just saying. I think it's them.
I don't think it's them specifically. I think it may be some of their cronies.
Splinter Cell?
Splinter Cell. But I don't think it's them.
I'm inclined to believe that maybe somebody didn't get the memo. Don't do it. And they went ahead and did it.
Oh, I'm thinking somebody got the memo and they were like, eh.
Now I'm thinking of Office Space. It's a great
that
movie.
Is what happens. You get that many trolls together? No, sorry. Somebody's going to do something.
You didn't get that memo. You didn't put a cover
yes,
on your GPS report.
I got the memo. Okay.
You see, we're using a new cover sheet on all the TV reports.
I have 9 bosses, Bob. 9 bosses.
Okay. Now, Horace is saying Sonny will just clean house. See, you're assuming they're still going to have a house to clean when this is over.
Yeah. Their house of cards is going to come falling down.
It is falling down. When you say the words or the acronym F, B, and I,
that's
pretty much
a problem.
Over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you from personal experience, the 2 times I had the FBI call my house, that is the scariest thing to see on your caller ID. It's
true story.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you've had that happen before?
Yeah, well, I used to work for a company that did chat software, but somebody accidentally sent an email to my work email about child porn.
Ooh.
And I immediately called the FBI. Well, I didn't call them. I went to their website and I gave them the link and I reported it. And they said you could do it anonymously, right? So I didn't say anything. I didn't give them an email. I posted the link and said, here it is. And they called me back within 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Wow.
Who I was. This is your IP address, and you said from here, everything. I was like,
it wasn't me.
The link. I was trying to help, and they were like, we know. We're just making sure we have your information on files, you know, because we're gonna file a report. Thank you so much for sending this. And then it happened again. I sent them another link, and they called me back. It's still scary, even the second time. You're like, oh my, you're still not used to it. Yeah, my hands were shaking. Hello. Yes, is this Corey Roberts? Yes, sir.
Maybe.
Yes, sir. And you live at 123 Anywhere Street? Yes, and you left your IP address. And you're on Comcast. I was like, oh, God, stop it.
Yes, it's me. Stop.
Make it stop. Oh, there's things crawling on me. Stop. No. But
what?
They,
I don't know.
See what I got to put up with every day.
Oh, no. No, no. Don't even.
What are you know what? I didn't do anything to either of you. I have been good all day. I have been eating cake and sleeping and hiding out. And I'm still not telling everybody where I've been today.
You're going to tell me, bitch. Holy, we're going to fight if you don't.
You're going to.
Well, let me jump onto some other stuff real quick because we can't stay on the breach or the penis-inocalypse or penis-licks-a-lot.
Penis-licks-a-lot. Yay! Okay.
Okay. We were talking about this through the week. I have to tell Snow and everybody else out there, in case you don't listen to our morning news show, we mentioned last week that the iPhone is transmitting data back to Apple.
My iPhone.
Wait. I'm not done. Okay, Emilita, I am not done, okay? Let me tell you what else is happening. The rest of you who were laughing at the people with the iPhone going, ha, ha, ha. Guess what? They're watching all of you bitches. So is the Windows phone, any Android phone. All of them are transmitting data back to the companies. Are y'all worried yet?
I am totally worried, man. Y'all do not need to be tracing me.
Okay. Now,
dude, you don't want to know where I've been.
Not just where you've been, okay? Now, admittedly, the iPhone is the worst of the bunch because they're keeping your data on file for up to a year, and they're making it readily available to police if they want it.
Damn, so they're going to know I play Hotel Dash all the time?
They call it iSnitch. y'all are not getting my joke. Y'all get it later.
What's the snitches?
I got it. I'm playing Hotel Dash. Leave me alone.
Now, Microsoft is saying, yes, they're collecting your data, but temporarily, no more than about 7 days or so. And so Google's Android phone is saying, yeah, same thing, temporarily stored on their networks. What they're not saying is if it's stored on the handset, and that would be the more dangerous of the bunch.
Yeah.
I know you're thinking network, and you know, you're thinking the whole thing going on with PlayStation is the bad one. But not necessarily. If it's stored on your handset, somebody will walk by, snatch your phone, they got all your information. Or somebody who's really good at hacking can stand next to you and take it from you without ever you knowing they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Including credit card information. Either one of you ever use your credit cards while you're on your phone?
Fuck no.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not that stupid. If I know that there is tracking information in this little phone that I got right here. Hell no. I don't use my credit card on this thing.
Either of you. Now, if anybody out there has a Windows 7 phone, I'm interested in knowing, because Microsoft is saying that you can turn off what it's called location-based services, which means they can't actually track you. You can turn it off so you're not transmitting any data back to them. And I want to know if that's true. I know you can with my phone. I'd like to point out I'm not on any of those networks. I have my lovely smartphone from Virgin Mobile, and I can turn off my location-based services. And in fact, it asked me the first time I ever turned it on, would you like this on? Now, I have it on because I'm a woman, and I like to go out at night and, you know, shop at Walmart. Sometimes they got good deals at night. You know, sometimes I just want to pick up a big old jar of cocoa butter. You know, sometimes you just want to do that at night. So
why are you picking? I don't want to know.
I got to keep my skin soft and beautiful, baby. So I might want to, you know, and somebody.
Why
might,
does it have to be a big old jar?
Because it comes in a big jar. It's Walmart. It comes in a big jar.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It comes in a big jar from Walmart.
It don't come in a small jar. It's not worth going out unless it's a big jar. But and just in case somebody decides to knock me in the head.
Oh, I just had a dirty thought. Okay, go ahead.
Just had a dirty thought.
In case somebody wants to knock me in the head, my phone will broadcast to the world. Help! 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 But what I don't want is, I'm not a vampire. Well, yes, I am, Horace. You're right. I forgot. I am a vampire. Corey Mills, Second Life, find me.
Vampire.
I'll take your soul.
All the time.
I'll take your soul. You know, I got to tell you, Snow, Ginger's got those little bitty characters. You know I make these big, tall, 8-foot girls.
Yeah, you do make some big-ass Amazon bitches.
Yes, and every time I bite her in the top of the head every time.
My poor head.
She got teeth marks in her head. It's hilarious. Anyway.
Even with the animations, because I've got special animations, I don't care if I do set them up for me being short. She still bites me in the head.
Every time, lean right over, bite her right in top of the head. Tasty blanks.
Are you a zombie vampire?
Just they're a different brand of zombie. They just drink blood while the zombies eat everything else. See?
What?
Okay. I think all undead should work together.
You know what I'm waiting for, right?
What'd you say?
Vampire Hunters.
Have they started it yet?
No. They're still just rumor.
Oh. Okay, moving along to something else that was good this week. Beyonce.
Dude. Is she ready for their jelly?
Beyonce is not ready for the jelly. Beyonce, what is wrong with you? Okay. Snow, I'm going to let you go off on Beyonce because she's making us Texas girls look bad. I'm just going to let you have it after I tell you. So Beyonce decided she was going to get with this game company known as Gate 5, and she was going to release a game called Star Power Beyonce.
Okay.
Then she decided she was a game developer and told them, I want you to do this, this, and this with my game, or I'm pulling out. So they was like, we can't do it at this stage, Beyonce. Well, I'm out. And she left. Well, they said, Beyonce, are you ready for this jelly? We're suing you for $100 million.
Oh.
She's like, let me pull out my checkbook.
Yeah, right?
Let me look
that's all you want. Let me get my couch cushions. Hold on. I might have that in my car seat. Hold on.
But she would speak to her like a Texan would speak to another Texan about doing something this wrong.
What about breaking a contract like that?
Not just breaking a contract, but making us look bad. Us Texas girls are known for our hospitality, and we're divas of a different kind.
I'm not a Texas girl.
Oh, you know, you're right. Get on. Whatever. Let me talk.
I was born in Fort Hood, Texas. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, that makes you a Texan.
All right, Beyonce, have a seat, honey. Let's talk. I've been wanting to have this conversation with you for a long time, mainly because you're my idol. But, yeah, I love her. She's awesome. Sorry. Okay, let's move on. But honestly, though, you don't do that to people. If you make a contract with someone, you honor the contract. I don't care where you're from. Texas, South Carolina, Wisconsin, New York, Chicago. I don't care. Wherever you're from. You make a contract with someone, you honor the contract. You don't pull out at the last minute, no matter how... That sounded dirty.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's an icon in the chat room.
That's your perfect way to last.
There's my icon in the chat room. There you go.
You don't break the contract. I'm trying to find another way to say it. Hold on. You don't break the contract at the last minute just because you think it's not going the way you want. You are not a game developer. You are a hell of a singer, a damn good dancer, and you are a fine-ass woman. But you are not a game developer. So please let the game developers do their job in making the games and just slap your name on the game and you make $1 billion.
I said she would have made that the first day if she just...
Right?
How long have I been saying if Rock Band would release a Beyonce pack, I'm the first one camping out to get one. And you will hear me in the house if you want to.
Right?
Just all night, just tired.
I can't even sing, and then, you know, I'll be up there.
You'll be like, you know, call me. I'll be trying to do the show, and y'all will be like, great, we'll not stop playing Rock Band Beyonce.
Y'all can substitute Hellstorm for Beyonce. That'd be great.
Hey, that'll be next.
Ooh, yeah, boy.
I just need other packs than Aerosmith and those people, because I said there's a bunch of people that... We have a bunch of artists that are great that have a whole just library catalog of music that I would like to have. Like, when we did the Beatles Rock Band thing, we went out, I had no idea how many Beatles songs that I knew. And I would buy that. I haven't bought it yet, and I'm planning on getting it. But I'm going to have to wait till I have some more energy, because that was, I did not know how many Beatles songs I knew. I knew all those songs except for one. I mean, every one. And I was not born during that time period.
Wait, was that the one we were at the bar?
Yeah.
I know. I knew all of them, too, and I surprised myself.
That was very crazy. We were like, we were having a real concert. We were overshadowing the band downstairs. There was an actual band in the club with us, and you could hear us over them because we were crazy upstairs.
And we had a crowd, too, like, literally. They were, like, all standing around watching us do this.
All I remember is I tried to be rock star, and I slid across the floor on my knees. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
I remember that, dude, and I'm, like, rocking out on the drums, headbanging to some of the
beat. Yes, you were. Unless I have a picture of you. She was banging, and these are not real drums, but she was banging out things. Yeah, we had a whole concert of six. People were like, I don't know, this band down here is dead. Let's go see what they're doing.
That was fun times.
And they started when we started doing Revolution. Oh, it was on. Anyway, that's my favorite Beatles song.
Pictures of the fluffy cake started going around.
No.
No, I did have a Loka shirt on. That might be why.
No, that was not your fluffy cakes.
Damn. Pictures of those.
You know.
You know, I gotta stand in for Blaster, right? Pictures
of those. I miss you, Blaster. I miss you. Okay. Now, here's a good, let me tell you some good news in Sony's favor, by the way, because we're kind of jumping all over. There's so much news going on, y'all have no idea.
No more penis
going on?
This is a good news for Sony. Right now, even though they're in trouble, they're selling more PSPs than 3DSs in Japan.
What?
In Japan.
In Japan. They're going to need that money, though, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. Just for lawyers, they're going to need that money.
And they just got done paying for GeoHots. I'm wondering, somebody needs to ask him what he probably can't say anything. I bet he's been put under a permanent gag order against Sony, but I want to know what. I want to know what he has to say about this. How do you feel about this after, you know, them being so harsh on you for hacking their stuff?
Yeah, he's throwing a party. That's what he's doing.
I know I would be. I would be laughing my ass off. Oh.
Probably got a sign out in his front yard going, "Hey, you know who? Ha ha."
Okay, wait a minute. I got a new story. Got to figure what they're estimating it's going to cost Sony to make this go away. Y'all ready for this?
1 million.
Yeah. 1 million?
Virgin souls.
Mm-mm. Try 24 billion.
Holy
close your mouth. Wedbush.
Did they make that last year?
Well, according to Wedbush Morgan, analyst Michael Patcher, he suggested that Sony generates right around $10 million a year, which is around $3 million in profits a week. No, he says $10 million in revenues and about $3 million in profits a week. And since the site has been down over a week now, you take start estimating how much they've lost this week and keep, you know, if it stays that way. They're estimating around $24 billion. He said, according to data research team at Poneman Institute and Forbes, the average cost of a data breach involving a criminal act is around $318 per record. And since they have 77 million registered users worldwide, Did it hurt?
Damn, that hurt me. I can't even fathom that amount of money, and that hurt me.
Now, here's a question I have. Okay. Wasn't PlayStation supposed to have a custom firmware or firewall built in to keep this from happening?
Yes.
Just in your individual PlayStation. And why did that not encrypt? Why did my hacking skills? I'm not a hacker. You know, I can do some minor things. You know. But it seems to me like I remember something along the lines of I don't know who used to, and it might have been them that used to do it back in the days of EverQuest, where it was a double encryption, meaning once you had the information on your PC, you were setting up your account for, I want to say it was EverQuest, it saved information locally, and it saved it on their server, and it went through an encryption process twice. Like, when it left your PC, it was encrypted, and then when it made it to them, they encrypted it again. Does anybody remember that? Am I crazy? Well, I am crazy, but y'all know.
No, you are crazy, yeah.
Yes, Corey, you are crazy.
But why were they not prepared? As I said to Ginger this morning, I don't understand why the very second that Anonymous started threatening to hack, that they didn't start then saying, you know what, we don't have our stuff together. We should probably...
When you think you're God, why would you do that?
Exactly. It's a God complex.
That's what I'm going with.
It's the untouchable ego.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you know Microsoft and Xbox are all looking at their shit now.
Oh, yeah, they better be.
They better be.
Microsoft is already having their own issues, which is getting skated over because it's not quite as big. But you all that are playing Call of Duty, there's a phishing scam going around, and some of you are dumb enough to fall for it. And, yes, I'm going to call you dumb in this day and age. Don't be giving people your passwords on Xbox Live because they said they need to have it because it's something for Call of Duty. And if you're dumb enough to give it to them, you are dumb enough for what's to follow. You gave them your password, your credit card information, because they asked for it. And I do know people that are that dumb, and I have had to ask them, why? Well, they said they needed it. Okay, what? under what criteria were you judging this stranger that made you think it was okay to give it to them?
They promised me candy. He lost a puppy. I had to help.
He said he wouldn't hit me in the head with that hammer when I left. Are you out of your mind? So I'm telling you guys, Microsoft is having its own scandal, and yes, they're looking at their things, and hopefully they're tightening down their security as well now. We is not worried at all. You notice we're not even hearing anything from them. They're like, whatever, nobody's getting our stuff. We does not play. Nintendo does not play. The worst thing that they've had happen, according to 1UP, we were talking earlier in the week, is they had the whole microchip shortage thing back in the late 80s, early 90s.
88.
It was 88, where people were waiting to get a console. That's still nowhere near as bad as, we may have given somebody your credit card number.
Maybe. We're not sure yet.
See, that's how I feel about admitting the things. I may have.
Yep, they remember. What had happened was... This is what I said.
I tripped and fell on him. Yeah, and that's how we ended up in this position.
Yes.
That's how you were born.
Wait, what?
What?
I don't know where that came from.
I don't hear it. I don't have any. I don't want to be a party to whatever she's talking about. I don't know anything. Now, people are all over the web making interesting comments. Somebody's saying the hacker should be sued for the data loss, not Sony. Mr. James Johnstone, who's a student studying graphics and animation. Yeah, I'm calling you out at Litham. No, Sony should be sued. I'm sorry. This is one of those times where this is not like you did something stupid. You went out and you left your credit card on the counter at the store where, you know, you can't really sue the store. It's your fault. None of us, including us who have basic PlayStation accounts, and that's pretty much anybody, whether they have a PlayStation or not, you can still sign up for the PlayStation Network online. And a lot of us game journalists do, because we need access to, you know, what's going on over there. We want to be able to talk back and forth. So all of our data's out there. The only reason I am not completely panicked is I never put in all my real information anyway. So
of course my name's Ginger Rocks. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Ginger Rocks.
I live at 1234 anywhere.
That's right. So it's a free basic account, so I don't feel like they need any information other than my email address. And you can try to go see if you can look. You can look up any of our email addresses here. I have all that stuff lovely blocked. So, but I know who to sue if they get through. So it won't be us. We're suing our ISP. If you get a hold of our information, we're gonna be rich. We don't really care. Please hack our stuff. Please go and find our stuff and try to get in so we can sue somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sue somebody. But I think in this instance, Sony is definitely at fault, because you should be protecting your customers' data. It is that simple.
And it wouldn't have been so bad had they told people the day it happened, or, you know, even the next day. But no, a week later, and they're just now getting around to going, oh, well, maybe. No maybe about this.
If you give people warning and you give them time to actually look at their accounts and look at their statements and be like, dude, I didn't do this. Because I'll tell you, if you leave stuff on your banking statement, on your credit card statement for a certain period of time, it gets that much harder to get the company to take it off. Because they're like, well, why didn't you notice this before? And some people, like myself, I don't spend all my time checking my statements like maybe I should. But if I have a warning, hey, this could happen, keep an eye on your statements, then we can go ahead and tackle the problem before it becomes too big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Xbox Live are about to go round and round for that.
Yeah.
Is that why you haven't accepted my friend request?
Mm-hmm. Neither account is showing to be Xbox Live.
I think Ginger doesn't like me because she ignores me on everything.
They're charging me for it, but neither one of my accounts show to be signed up for it.
See, she ignored me right there. She ignored me in Fallen Earth. You did, man. Look here.
Who gave you a bicycle? Who gave you a motorcycle?
No, that was after. That was after, because I saw you roll by and I saw Ginger, and I'm like, that's got to be her. So I'm like, hey, are you affiliated with Gamer Girls Radio? And you just kept on rolling.
It's not even personal, because, you know, she ignores everybody in Fallen Earth. How many times I've been typing to Ginger, and it's like 2 hours later, she'd be like, oh, I was killing some...
She wasn't doing anything but sitting there on a fucking horse.
She probably was mixing something. You know, you have your little books out. So, I was mixing together a potion to kill someone. So, did you say something? I've already logged off 2 hours ago.
Don Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that poor kid that you... Okay.
Yes.
Bad for him.
Yes. Mm. See, I do that in Second Life to people, too. They'll send me an IM, and it'll be like, you know, 30, 45 minutes later. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Bad.
I do that, but I have an excuse. I'm a sim admin.
Why?
What?
She's a sim admin. Why is Horace singing Tears for Fears in the chat room?
At one account, I might be able to explain why I didn't respond to you for a while.
That reminds me of a title of one of my favorite Juliette Lewis songs, Inside the Cage. So anyway.
Ooh. Hot.
She gonna cut me.
Oh, I just got that. Uh-huh. That's a good song, Chloe. We should play that one.
Didn't you go cut me? Run!
I missed it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
I said that reminds me of my favorite Juliette Lewis song, Inside the Cage.
Oh. Yeah, that's the cage. I hate that thing.
You know, okay, I'm trying to keep us on topic, because you know when the girls are all here, usually Ben keeps us in line. He kind of keeps us in line because he gets me all angry and I argue. But since we don't have him here, the girls are playing. But here's the thing. Here's the other thing that we have to look at with the whole penisocalypse. Stop it. Sherry, stop it.
Penisocalypse.
is if Sony's gone, that leaves the door wide open for Apple. And they are already saying they're talking about doing their own console. How would y'all feel about an Apple console?
I would be scared of it. Honestly.
Because it's tracking information.
It'd be tracking information. That thing would be able to wipe your butt. Oh, no, it's just horrible.
How many plies, the toilet paper you used, how many squares?
You think the Kinect is crazy when it follows you around? No, I can just so totally see an Apple one.
Oh, no.
That would be... No.
Every
Terminator?
Like,
no.
No, like, that's like Eve on Wall-E.
Eve!
You know that one.
You know, Eve was based off of the iPhone.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Every time I think of Apple, she pops into my head, and I hear Wall-E go, Eve! And it's just, you know.
Oh, my God.
Those two characters had only that one word to say throughout the whole movie. I love
Wall-E!
Yeah.
You know what's worse is I'd go back and I'd watch it again.
I totally, and I cried. I cried at a robot movie.
I did. I cried, too. I'm not going to lie.
I was like, no, Wall-E, no.
Exactly. No.
All out of control. Okay, back to this. Apple, you see what you do to people. Okay, so they're saying they're going to launch. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. So they're talking about launching a home, what is called home games console, is what I'm hearing about. They're saying they're going to announce it at... WWDC 2011, which which is going to happen the week June 6th through the 11th in San Francisco, and this is during the same time E3 is going on. But they're going to go there. Why? Because they have center stage. They don't have to compete with everybody else. And people are going to be watching because they're there. That's actually pretty damn smart. The event, they're saying, is supposed to be the heralding of the future of OS X and iOS games. Why am I hearing bogs barking? Okay.
Bogs?
Bogs
barking?
Dogs barking. I was trying to say
bogs
something.
Bogs barking.
Something. And they're saying it's definitely something to do with gaming, whereas at the same time we have the Wii announcing that they're going to have a panel that I'm very excited about that's going to be on the Wii too. That's going to be like a little iPad thing. And I'm saying it again, I've been calling it dead on this year. Y'all know I've been good. I'm telling you, Legend of Zelda will not be on the Wii. It's going to be on the next gen one. We're not going to get it till 2012. And I'm telling you, with all this movement thing that they did, it's going to get even better. Your inventory is going to be on your little iPad thingy. It's also going to be your shield. It's also going to be your sword. I'm telling you, it's going to be off the hook.
Off the hizzle?
Off the chain.
Off the heavy.
But what I want to see is how Apple is, what are they going to do? I gotta tell you, I'm not that impressed with the iPad.
You know, I'm not either, actually, from what I've seen of it.
I have one sitting here. As I told you, just mine by proximity. It's not mine, but it's mine by proximity. Because but I am not impressed at all, gaming-wise. So I'm wondering, what is it that they're going to do that they think that they can bring different to the industry for one. For two, it just may be that they're there because I think Sony's dead. I'm telling you, I don't think they're going to survive this. I really don't think they are. I think we're seeing the death, the first time we see the death of a major game console. I mean, Sega, people, I hear people say, well, Sega died. Sega didn't die. They just changed it into something else. They became a game publishing company instead of a console. You know, Dreamcast was bad for them. That was another scandal in history. Dreamcast was a bad thing for them, but they changed into something else. And maybe Sony can too, but the PlayStation was a large portion of who Sony is. They did have game companies before. Horus. Apple introduced the Skynet. Stop it!
Oh my God.
I'm scared of Skynet. I'm scared of the Matrix. Now, Issa's saying she disagrees. She doesn't think this will kill Sony. I wouldn't normally say that, but we're with us watching the news, I'm telling you, every couple of minutes there's something new. People are all over this. And not just, you know, as the game journalists, it's... You gotta just type in PSN and just take a look. And none of the, what I'm trying to say is not every story is the same. Usually, media journalists, we tend to pick up the same story. When I look down the list from Google, every story is different, and it's about something else where I go, oh, ow. You know, like you're watching a fight and you want to look away from it?
Man, you just can't.
You can't, because it's every hit is worse than the next one. So, it ooh. It's not the same story being reported. It's a million. It's something new. People are moving. Look, there's, what is it now? I see the exodus from PlayStation 3. let me see. There's, oh, God. This one's, oh, God. Okay, 41% people that own a PlayStation are saying they're moving to PlayStation. Hulu, which was solely on PlayStation Network, is now moving to Xbox as of tomorrow. Okay?
Ouch.
Yeah, and they're saying this is how they're introducing it. You can have it for free until May 6th. And PlayStation Network is supposed to be back online by this Tuesday, but I'm not thinking that it will be. But Hulu's going to Xbox. Now, I think they're still going to be on PSN, but right now they're losing money, so it makes sense for them to move to Xbox. $7.99 a month to have your Hulu on your Xbox. So you have, and every time I look up, it's just another bad thing for Sony. The developers are pissed off because a lot of people, indie developers, released their games solely on PlayStation Network this week, and they have lost money. They are wanting out.
You know, in a way, I don't blame them.
I'm not blaming them either.
You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel horrible. I feel horrible about all this.
And I'm muted.
No, yeah, no, I know.
Like, I'm talking, and nobody.
I knew you were. I knew you were.
At least one of us does that one time for the show. Every show,
we're all.
I was like, you know, we just read that press release this morning about some of the smaller developers being upset that they're losing money over all this.
Mm-hmm. Because this is their bread and butter. This is the only way they were gonna, you know, earn some money. I think one of two things is gonna happen. A couple of these developers who maybe weren't looking at Steam, and I think for indie developers, Steam would be your best bet, better than being on PlayStation Network, honestly, or even indie games for Xbox. I think Steam is your very best bet. But I think a lot of them are going to leave in droves, and they're going to go to Steam. They don't want to be on Xbox because Xbox has another scandal going on where people have been able to vote on indie games as many times as they wanted to, so that caused the developers to lose money. So that's left a sour taste in their mouth. The Wii... they kind of have an indie dev channel, but I think they're kind of getting ready for their new console, so they're kind of veering away from some things. I'm noticing it's getting very quiet over there for a while, which means they're getting ready to, you know, drop the bomb on us come E3. So I think Steam is probably going to get a lot of those developers. I don't know, Issa. I'm going to have to wait and see. I don't think Sony, if they do survive, they're going to be a wholly different company than they were before. I don't think they're going to be the same Sony that we knew.
Mm-mm.
I think they should just go back to publishing games and just say, we tried it. We were in the game for a little while. I don't know. I'm hurt. I'm hurt for them. I'm sorry.
You know, as much as they sold those consoles for, hopefully they put a good little stash back and they're going to be okay.
I think that's why they got hit, honestly. Somebody was mad like I was and said, $600 for a console. I know it's been years later, but I'm still mad. Bam! You cannot be charging people $600 for a console in a recession. Yes, we were in a recession. Even then, it was starting. And you want $600 of my rent money. That's two car notes right there for two cars. Y'all know that? $600?
Mm-hmm.
For a nice little, let's say, a Hyundai or a nice little Toyota or, you know, Honda Civic, you know, just a small car. Those two car notes that you were asking people to pay for or people's rent. I think my rent was like $280 when I had an apartment. That was way back when. That's rent money. That's grocery money for 2 months. Oh, well. I'm sad. Is Snow muted now?
Did you? Shit, yes.
Man.
Well,
I had to burp, and I don't want to burp in your ear, so I muted myself, and then I guess I forgot.
Now, I got dragged. Issa's saying people who have multiple consoles will have choices. But the thing is, a lot of people weren't able to afford.
I have the Xbox and I have the Wii.
I have all three, but it wasn't because of, if she's saying the investment is too much, it's because I'm very smart about going to buy consoles. This is the mistake a lot of gamers make, and we'll talk about this another week. Some of you out there go get your games and you just hold on to them. I'm going to tell you now, if I'm not playing that bitch, if it's got dust on it, then I'm not playing it. It needs to be sold. It needs to go towards the purchase of something else. And I will walk in the store, have done it before, with like 10 games and come out with a console. You know, put money with it, mm-hmm. come out with a new console. So that's how I do. I never buy it when it comes out. I did buy the Wii when it came out because it was very inexpensive. It was only $250. Came with my Wii Sports. Came with my Zelda. That's all I wanted was Zelda anyway. I can't give a flip about the rest of it. But and the Xbox was a gift. Yeah, Xbox was a gift, and it was still just $50 more. So, but the PlayStation was a gift. But I was getting ready to go get one. So I think. I don't know. We'll have to see what they're going to do. This is going to be...
If you're looking at this other report on GamePolitics.com now.
It says somebody else is getting sued? What happened?
No. AT&T versus Conception Supreme Court ruling may actually be bad news for future class actions. They're saying that because of the 5-4 Supreme Court ruling that invalidated a California law that attempted to limit contract arbitration, that if there was a arbitration clause within your COS of these things, that you will have to settle individually, which means you're not going to get a dime.
Oh, no. Depends on individually who has a good lawyer.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to apologize about that. I went to go start the music, and
you yelled at me right.
And my screen kind of flickered, and the little like slidey bar on the side, it was back up instead of down, and I clicked the wrong button. So sorry about that.
We got about a minute, but I'm going to throw this in real quick. Those of you who have been watching, go ahead, girl. Start it up. I'm going to talk over it.
Okay.
Those of you who have been wondering why the whole FCC holds up with Comcast, Comcast has basically attempted to throw the FCC in their pocket. They hired somebody. We'll tell you about that in the morning.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to play me something. I don't know what it is. It's my birthday, damn it. It's time to get some games.
You go get your game on, girl.
Everybody's like, why don't you go out and party? Because I'm tired. Birthday girl is tired.
Birthday girls and party too much.
I haven't even taken my yearly birthday pictures. I'm getting asked for those, aren't you?
Yeah, I want those. You promised me to have your eyes all done up with glitter. I want to see it.
I had a test run with the glitter Easter, and it got in my eyes. So, no.
Oh, that's come on, Tori. A little bit of glitter meets you.
Glitter in the eyes is not fun.
Aww.
But they'll be
peace out, bitches. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. That'll teach us.
True story.
Get your ass.
I miss my hunter.
I got to put up something in my ear singing happy birthday to me.
No one in the beach got a lock like me. I'm still rocking lock in the death night breeze. No one in the VG up at top like me, cause I got more game than Nessie Wary. Cause I put on display when I'm dotting my prey, dotting, dotting my prey, dotting, dotting my prey. I don't need no skill with the class that I play, but my head's all callous rolling on the keyboard every day.
True story, Warlock took no skill.
Claiming that you phone, but my fears got you running when I'm catching you alone. School of tennis blocks, I'm a grad with that red and black flag. Al, I bet you getting mad.
It's over.
Leave you stranded in the ancient district in the basin.
Over.
Watch your captain eye of the storm so damn fast like you're racing.
Good night, girls. Good night, girls.